This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the Real Side. It was a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Hey, let your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones, even some of your enemies, say, you can just tell your enemies, I found the show I think you'll like. I really think you'll like the show because it's, you know, it talks about all the stuff that you, you know, hate. So just, you know, check them out, see what's going on. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us. I really do appreciate the time that you spend time with us on the air and being part of the solution. That's the big part of it. If we're not part of the solution, we are part of the problem, we're part of the issue. And please, let's not be that. I'm not trying to be funny or anything else like that. I mean, I'm dead serious. Let's make sure that what we're doing is the right thing to do, that what we're doing for all intents and purposes, you know, glorifies God, or if you don't believe in God, does what you're trying to get it to do, and it doesn't get overshadowed by craziness or being, you know, too much on one side or the other. You want to bring fact. You want to bring reality to the situation. All right. So, being on the school board, I do get a lot of emails and or calls from parents who will tell me, I'm afraid of this, I'm afraid of that, I'm on your page, I'm a Christian, I'm not a Christian, I'm a conservative, I need to know what to do for my kids, I need to know what, and it's making some of you nuts, you don't know what to do, but let me tell you what, you're seeing it happen all over the country. You want to know what to do? Look at what's happening all over the country. And you know what I mean by that? Right, you get these people that are out there, these parents that are out there, letting the board members know exactly how they feel about them, letting them know how they're more than willing to get rid of them. And I think it's great. I'm on a school board, and I think it's wonderful. Take a listen to this one parent. He does a fantastic job of laying it out. Take a listen.
My name is Ian Rice. I've got two children here in the California School District. It's very apparent here by all of the parents that have spoken that this board and the school district is failing. More importantly, I came here talking about critical race theory. This theory was never meant to be brought into grade schools, high schools, at all. It's actually taught in the collegiate atmosphere, and more importantly, the legal portion of the collegiate atmosphere, to see different laws through the lens of race, from an ethics and an ethical standpoint, right? Not for grade schools and high schoolers. The problem with bringing it to high school and grade school level is that we don't have the educators to properly teach these kids. Instead, they're using it as their own agenda to indoctrinate the kids to hate each other. And whether you believe that to be true or not, the reality is that's what's happening. Critical race theory is teaching that white people are bad. That's not true. That would teach my daughter that her mother is evil. You already have an educator within your staff that has pulled my daughter aside and said, well, you're a minority, so you know better than to engage in certain things.
Wow.
When I was brought to the school's attention, nothing happened to the educator. Instead, my daughter was brought in, and she was ridiculed. So my question is now, with critical race theory being brought in, what is your criteria to educate the educators? And who are you to educate my children, or any of our children, in life issues? That's our job. Your job is to teach them math and science. Our job is to teach them about life. I believe racial issues and tensions across the U.S. are nowhere near what they used to be decades ago. Do we have a long way to go? Sure. Do we still have individuals out there that need to be taught? Absolutely. But I believe the people here don't look at me as a black man. They look at me as a man sitting in front of you addressing the issue that we all are very passionate about.
And there you go. That's the way it should be. Your parents want to know what to do? Stop telling me how afraid you are, because your kid might be ostracized. So you're afraid that people are going to, you know, know who you are, and now you won't be invited to the local tea or coffee room or whatever. Aren't your kids more important than that? You need, but part of this is you need to get informed. Don't just step up there with the talking points or the screaming points, as I like to say, that you hear from through Twitter or wherever it is you're getting your information from. I want you to get truly informed. I want you to truly engage based on information you get that you know or can trust to be true. We can't let you can't keep letting them get away with this. And you do, and you do let them get away with it. And you know what I mean by that? Some of you long-time listeners, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Do not let them get away with it. Be informed enough to when somebody challenges you on something, you can turn around and go, no, I'm sorry, that's not true. Here's the real information. Here's the real truth. Or what was it? Was that movement? Here's my truth. Good luck with that one. You know, later on in the show, Dr. B's coming up after the first break. But later on in the show, I'm going to do a cleanup on the 4th of July. I'm going to do a cleanup on Independence Day. I'm going to do a cleanup on all the garbage you've been told took place, didn't take place, should have taken place. And I think you're going to find it is so interesting that black conservatives are being poo-pooed, ignored, whatever. But black liberals, well, when they speak, it's the gospel. Joe Messina, your host, listen to Real Side on... Listen to the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure. I'll get used to that. Give me time. Dr. B joins us after the break. Don't go far.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are back. You're listening to Real Sound of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5562. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Now, if you were listening at the first segment, I played a clip from a parent because some of you have been writing me going, I know you keep telling us to be strong, and I know this, and I know that, and the CRT thing really got me freaked out, and I'm worried about what my child's going to be learning about white folks or black folks or what have you. And the conversations that we're having are conversations out of fear. You don't need to be fearful. You just need to make sure that you're putting out the truth, not rumor, not stuff you see and go buy on Twitter, none of that stuff. Make sure that you have real information and you know how to deal with it. And I don't say this in a squishy way if you know me, but you got to deal with this stuff in a loving manner. So you're not attacking the other person, but you're letting them know, I don't agree with you. I have a black granddaughter, and I'm going to be darned if I'm going to let the school district or anybody else have that little beautiful little child be worried that her white grandfather, her white grandmother, and the white side of her family hate her, and that she is supposed to be suspect and hate us back. That is not going to happen while I have a heartbeat. And I'll tell you what, I know somebody who can back me up on that. Dr. B joins me. She does every week. I always love the time that we spend together. And Dr. B, you know, gotta help these parents be strong and understand the damage it's doing to these kids and how they can help, right?
We do, and I think we're entering an era of passive parenting. We're not entering, but we're in the thick of it. And it's another thing that has come up because I have friends and acquaintances and a popularity, you know, known for being Dr. B and working with teens and parents, of people saying, well, I'm not, you know, I don't know where my kids are getting this, basically, is the gist of it. And, of course, you know, you and I know, do you have a phone? Do they have a phone? Do you have TV? Do you have radio? Do you talk to them purposely, seek them out? And it's always, well, yes, yes, no, no. And here we go, passive parenting. And, you know, that is one of the reasons why we moved and bought property, so we could get out there and get with them and talk about these things before they are influenced by their friends and social media and the stars on TV. You know, I've been looking at and researching new shows coming out in 21 and 2021 and 2022 for teens specifically. And what is out there and coming is so, mind-blowing, I think, is what it is. And it's just more of the brainwashing garbage. And so if I can say one thing to parents is, do not be this passive person. You have to be. It has to be your full-time job. I'm sorry, but it has to be. I almost, and I know you're on a public school board, but I almost don't see a reason for any child to be in any public school until they figure this out. And our tax, you know, our tax money is going, our taxes, we pay this, we pay up to 10 grand for this, and we don't even go to a public school. And I get it, but I think schools need to understand that their propaganda and their agenda is not anything we want. And if we are still clueless, if there are parents that are still clueless out there, and, you know, it's a foreign language that Joe and I are talking about and speaking of, then you really are the ones that we are talking to today. And you need to open a textbook of theirs. You need to be talking to the teachers. You need to be attending board meetings and speaking up. It's to me, today was my research day of, you know, looking at what's coming up. There's a show called Evil, and I know that was Netflix 2019. And what caught my eye, because I would never watch it, but what caught my eye, it was a commercial on something I was watching. And how they're promoting it now is using a 12-year-old girl who becomes basically a vampire, and the mom is looking at her teeth, and the mom's like, ow, and oh, isn't that cute? And I'm like, what? So now the evil, you know, we're trying to get kids to want to be
cute, and it's lighthearted, and, you know, the whole, I only bite bad people, I mean.
It's right. But they made it so intriguing, you know, I'm like, what is this? And then I go and look and see what's expected, you know, in season two, which is going to be coming out, and again, it's Netflix. You don't have Netflix. It was just a commercial. But they're going to be addressing, and don't tell me this is just a drama, this is just a show. But basically, well, not basically, what it says, and I quote, is we want to explore motherhood and look at how mothering can creep over into villainy, because mothering involves protectiveness.
Huh?
Yeah.
Because you're being protective, you can be a villain.
That's how they're going to perceive, make it, yes, that's their perception of motherhood, and that's how they're going to perceive it. And it's pure evil. It's a satanic show. It's just things like this, and I'm looking at who watches it, and it's our 17 to 23-year-olds. So you've got them in college, right, off to college, learning all of the leftist liberal mumbo-jumbo, and then you you know, get them a Netflix subscription. So my point being, it's everywhere, and there are a lot of yucky shows coming in 2022. It's just another reason, another way that parents need to wake up and really understand how much they want to control your children's mind.
You and I have talked about this for eons, though. It's parents. I mean, yes. It's at the simplest level, parents, you need to be parents. That's really what it boils down to. And I'm tired of hearing parents say, you know, hey, they're going to see it anyway. They're going to hear it anyway. They're going to be doing, no, it doesn't mean you give in. So what, your kid might try a cigarette, so what do you start buying them cartons of cigarettes every week?
Right.
What are you going to do? Because your son or daughter might be able to get some dope. You're going to start buying them nickel bags or dime bags or whatever you have to call them nowadays. I mean, I don't even know anymore. Is that what you're going to do?
And yet we put them in front of a device.
Yep.
So they can watch Hulu and Netflix and Amazon Prime nonstop with all of these movies without any kind of parental control or monitoring, or barely monitoring, right? Because they know how to switch it off when the parent's in the room. There's even text language to let them know, hey, parent coming upstairs, a parent behind your shoulder,
yep.
Parent, you know.
Yep.
It's what they do. They're smart. It's great that they're smart. And it's not their fault that they do that. It's your fault that they're in the position where they're getting this sneaky.
Oh, you're being mean again. You're actually blaming parents for the behavior of their teenager? What's wrong with you, Dr. B? I thought you had a license in this stuff.
Yeah, well, I've seen too many suicides. I've seen too many reverse transgender operations. I've seen too many deaths and I've seen too many addicts that are teenagers that the parents have just shoved off and they don't want to talk to them again. It's what I do for a living, and then I've also seen too many parents with heads in the sand. And it's this willful ignorance that I do not have any tolerance for. Whatsoever.
Can't. All right. We're going to hit that on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Joe Messina Show. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
At least 6 people are dead and at least 30 people were injured after a gunman on a rooftop opened fire on a 4th of July parade in Highland Park, Illinois, a suburb north of Chicago. Police Chief Lou Jogman says a person of interest has been identified.
His name is Robert Bobby E. Crimo, C-R-I-M-O, III. He is 22 years of age.
Police believe he's driving a silver Honda Fit with Illinois plates. Authorities have not released any details on the victims. Jogman says local, state, and federal law enforcement are working to place Crimo in custody. There was also a shooting early Monday morning in Sacramento as people were leaving a downtown nightclub. One person was killed, 31-year-old Gregory Grimes, who played football for Boise State. 4 others were wounded. A motive in the shooting is not known, and information as to what happened is limited. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've even seen it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
The Joe Matheny Show. It was a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Check us up on the website, the Joe Matheny Show. It's really that easy. .com. JoeMatheny Show.com. Listen, and you really have to get involved. You got to get engaged. But do it after you get informed. There's so much misinformation running around out there that I want to make sure that we truly get informed before you start taking on the battle, so to speak. Because your ammunition is information. It's not bullets, not an abundance of swords, it's information. And some of you joke with me all the time and say, yeah, but you know, they don't listen to information. They don't believe in facts. It doesn't matter. Whether they believe in them or not, facts is still facts. Whether you believe you need air or not, okay, jump to the bottom of a pool, you'll find out how quickly you need air. It's real. It's a fact. It's true. And to back me up on this, Dr. B joins me. Dr. Bridget Melson does this. She does every week to help you get through some of this garbage that's going on out there. And stop, would you people stop feeling bad about being parents? Stop overthinking being a parent. In most cases, and Dr. B, tell me if I'm wrong, most cases, if you're really tuned in your instincts, your first instinct in how to handle your child, how to respond to your child is going to be the right one. The minute you start thinking, ooh, I wonder what the crew's going to think if I yell at my child about this or I tell my child that. Don't do that. Don't even go there, right?
Yes. Please don't. What he said. Yes. We, like I said, you know, and I've spoken about this before, and I don't think I can say it enough. You know, it used to be kids, you know, should not be heard from unless spoken to, right? And then, you know, it became...
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, and there's a truth to it. There's a respect. I don't think it's a, you know, shut up. It's a respect for adults. You can go play outside and have fun and go to school and do your things, but
let me interrupt you for 1 second. Okay. Yeah. I saw it at a restaurant this Sunday.
Yeah.
So you got a child sitting there, a couple of adults sitting around the table talking, and the child is interjecting herself, whatever. Random thoughts, random whatevers.
Yeah.
And people sitting there are like, it's okay. You know, I want to stop and go, hello? Stop it. You know, yes. This isn't your. These are adults having a conversation. You need to stop it. And parents won't say anything. They won't do anything.
Right. It's.
You don't want to stifle the child, Dr. B. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Everybody, you know, the left, the progressive movement, whatever you want to call that, has made it be about stifling. They use these words, and then you're like, well, I don't want to do that. That's abusive. Never mind CRT and everything else that's going on, you know, with the sex ed and everything that's extremely damaging and abusive. They're so backwards. You know, psychologically speaking, what they're doing to their children and this generation. But it has nothing to do with that. It has to do with respect. Yet they, you know, these millennials have no idea. And gosh, I'm just curious to see what their kids are going to turn out to be. But we're already seeing it. And my kids, you know, they're going to interrupt. They're going to do it. It's not like I sit down, you know, every day and say don't. But I use every situation. You know, we had a bunch of people here for 4th of July, and Allie walked in while I was talking to an adult just right in front. And I'm like, excuse me, I'm talking to somebody, and you don't ever walk in, you know, the middle of the plane of somebody when they're talking. And she's like, oh, and she didn't realize it. But I did it, and she walked up again later to ask me something, and she got the message. What I tell parents, you know, because I have parents, well, they keep doing it. You know, they don't listen to me. Well, then you need to follow it up. If you have that kind of child, which their majority are, that walk in, you're like, excuse me, don't do it. And they keep doing it. Excuse me, don't do it. Then you need to follow it up with an excuse me, please don't do that. It's rude. And here's why. And if you do it again, then you're going to be in your room all night. Then you're going to lose your phone privileges. You know, you follow it up with a if then. And it's just like, I get parents going, oh, my gosh, I never thought of that. Just like, how were you raised? it's just you're in charge. And I even had a mom tell me, oh, but that will crush her if I say something like that. And I'm like, okay, well, then that's a deeper issue you have with your family and raising your children. If telling them and correcting them the exact thing we're supposed to do, it's in the Bible, train up your child in the way he should go, spare the rod, spoil the child. It's in there. It's in there. What are you then? What is the role of a parent? And that is the question I have to ask parents when I'm in front of them and they say things like that. What is your role then? What is the role of a parent? And they'll go back to that Dr. Spock nonsense. I'm not talking Star Trek people. Actually a guy who just, you know, love and hugs and they're equals to you and absolutely not. Love and hugs are great, but I think we have gotten, I don't even think, what we have is too many, oh my gosh, you did such a good job. Oh, you flushed the toilet. Thank you. Oh, you got a paper plate out by yourself. Good grief. Yes, he's 19. Should be able to get a plate out by himself and get his own food. This constant reward, this constant right trophy goes to everyone. This constant everything you do is just incredible. And that's kind of what Dr. Spock was about, is praising them, praising them, praising them. Which I'm not against, but that cannot mean eliminating discipline. And that's the problem we have now. And that's what we see in society. Look at Portland, right? Look at Atlanta. Look at all of these out of control people that I don't think were ever disciplined in their life. Never saw a wooden spoon. I don't know what happened in their house, but it's okay to lay out the expectations like I did with Allie last night. We don't do that. That is disrespectful. Okay. And then the other thing I get is asking them all the time. I see parents, oh, would you mind mowing the lawn? No, I'm busy. Okay. What? No, kindly inform them. And it doesn't have to be right away. Give them 30 minutes to an hour to finish up what they're doing. I'm okay with that. They need to learn, you know, how to manage their time management as we do. Like if someone came in here right now, right? Or in Joe is like, hey, Joe, you're like, well, give them a half an hour. Give us a half an hour. We'll be there. But kindly inform them that in an hour they will be mowing the lawn if they care to partake in dinner or lunch or sleeping arrangements for the evening. And again, parents, when I speak, just look at me like, what? I'm puzzled at why that is such a shocking thing. I don't know, Joe.
See, I didn't work that way. It was always, Anthony, you're going to mow the lawn when you're done doing so-and-so.
All right?
I mean today. I don't mean next Tuesday. And
you knew, right? There was that little fear, that subtle fear, that if it wasn't done, It'd be really rude awakening at 2 a.m. We've done that too, right? Take out the trash. You know, I remember doing it like, years ago. I need you to take out the trash, you know, before you go to bed. Okay, yes, mom. I reminded them before they go to bed, take out the trash. No. So 3:30 a.m., I'm peeking out there. There's no trash. So got them on up, gave them a flashlight, gave them a bathrobe, and pointed the way. And gosh darn, if that trash didn't get out.
I want to know what the statute of limitations on is, you know, cruelty to children. My teenage son, after telling him about 15 times in 2 weeks, I want you to take out the trash when you come home from school, right? And he didn't do it. So one day, he left for school, left the trash from the day before, so I just poured it on his bed and closed the door and the windows. And when he came home, he was like, "Dad, my room stinks." I said, "Yeah, so did the kitchen, but I got rid of the smell in the kitchen." You know how I did it? I took the trash out. That's how I did it. And anyway, so he ended up having to wash his sheets, his bed covers, clean out the trash. And you know what? Guess what? I didn't have to worry about the trash overflowing in the kitchen anymore.
I know, and their parents listening to us right now, like, probably
having a heart attack. I know.
And, you know, yeah, we've done electricity outages for a week, internet, we turn off all the time. It brings them right on down. And it doesn't go back on until everything's, you know, taken care of. It's simple, because that's what happens when you don't pay your bills, right? When you don't pay your dues, this is real life. The electricity doesn't work. The internet goes out. It's a life lesson. So all of you that are, I am getting a few messages right now.
It's funny when you tell these people, say, look, the time for these kids to learn the really hard things are when they're home with you.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Shutting off the power, taking the car key, you know, things like that.
Why do you want them to be at risk of being homeless? Why do you want them to be at risk of being unsuccessful because they lost their job, because they didn't get up on time? I don't understand. Why do you have them in your home if you're not going to teach them these lessons? It's not to go shopping with. It's not to hang out with. It's not to just, fix a car with. All of that's great, but that is not why we have children. God has made it so they are our children. We are not theirs, and we need to act like that. We need to parent them. And that doesn't just mean the Disneyland mom and dad stuff. It is actually disciplining them and teaching them. And the society and everything, you know, the mainstream media and these TV shows are watching and this music is the opposite of that.
One of my favorites is, they didn't ask for you. You had them. So you need to take care of them. No matter how you had them, you still need to take care of them. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Really, just warm up your coffee and come on back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
We are back. You listen to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. As I always say, be part of the solution, not part of the problem. And the way you become part of the problem, come on, you all know this, right? You become part of the problem when you don't do anything. When you don't do any research to find out what's real and what's not real. Right? I mean, it is kind of stupid, people. You need to pay attention to what's going on. Anyhow, I know somebody pays attention to everything. Dr. B joins me, Dr. Bridget Melson. She does every week to help you get through some of the crazy stuff that's going on that you really don't know how to... You know what? I'm actually tired of covering for people. You know how to respond to it. You just don't want to respond to it. Not the way you should, anyhow. Right, Dr. B?
Yes. I respond.
Yes, I know you do. I know you do.
No, we can't not, but yes.
Go ahead.
I hope that this wave of parents that are standing up, like the school board, things, the snippets that you're playing and the things that I'm watching and constantly researching. I really hope this is the new wave. I hope that parents continue to wake up and not be woke. It's so interesting that the woke are actually blindedly sleeping. But, you know, again, people are, you know, we can, I've got these great group of friends, right? You know, we all have them in our life where they're just lukewarm. They're just happy to keep on going on, you know, keep on keeping on. And they see things, but they really don't think that America can be lost. They really don't think that, you know, it's going to get any worse. And at the rate that our kids are being attacked, if it is in the schools as much as it is, and then you go on to college, right, and it's even there, there even more, I don't know why every parent in America is not speaking up. So gold star this week for anybody that attends a board meeting. I want you to let me know. I want you to email me, and I want you to share footage. And I've got parents who do that. And I it's scary, and I want you to know this is one thing I get asked, Joe, still, is, you know, the process of it. And I'm like, well, listen to other previous shows, because we tell you, you just have to go in. You have to fill out a piece of paper. You can sometimes do it online. And you just make a request to speak and let them know, you know, your name and number, and they'll call you up, right?
Now, I mean, in California, you do not have to give your name or any other information, which I find a little interesting.
Huh.
But the reality is, you hop on their website, you find out when the meeting is, and they'll usually give you instructions on how to speak when you see the meeting, not the minutes, but the actual agenda. And you show up, and I'll tell you what, not only that, you show up, you fill in whatever paperwork, that it's usually like four lines of questions. And you get anywhere from 2 to 3 minutes to speak. It depends on how many speakers there are and what the president of the board decides to do. But here's the thing. When you get up there, you want to make an impression. You really want to drive your point home. Have your points ready to go. Don't yell at the board. There's a lot of times at the board, when you start yelling at them, they shut down because they just had 31 other people yell at them. You know, and it might be a moment. But when you lay it out and you have your facts in a row, and you speak directly to the board, I'm telling you, it makes a difference.
Yeah,
you take notes and you listen. You know, you sit on city council.
I do, and I really, and I'll tell you, there is a difference, and you really need to, you know, pray about it, think about it, just be respectful and classy. But there have been people that have spoken out of anger, and really, you don't even notice what they're saying, right? You're not even hearing it. You just see that they're red and they're mad, and the message kind of gets lost in translation. But I've also had members speak out of passion and even cried, you know, once in a while. It's okay, because they're very passionate about it. You know, they're not people who normally cry the whole time, but they just get a little teary-eyed. I'm not saying turn on the tears, but there is a difference between passion and anger, and really have your point set out and the why. Just do, you know, I'd say 30 minutes of research, write down your thoughts, write down like 3 to 5 points. But this is the question, Joe, now I get all the time is, I want to do this. You know, I'm trying to get the nerve up and, you know, drink a cup of coffee, lots of caffeine, and get in there and go for it. But we have to. And, you know, nobody's going to hate you for doing it. Certainly, you know, your children are going to be blessed that you even attended and cared. They see it. They're watching us. And right, Joe, aren't you guys, don't you guys respect if they're respectful and even what, no matter what side they're on?
Yes.
If they've got some points, we respect that. You know,
And I don't know how, I can only speak for myself, right? And I actually think that this is a trait of people on the right more so than the left, but there is never a thought in my mind when a parent gets up there, I wonder what side of the aisle she's on. Never. Because I believe that most parents who come up there, they're fighting for their kids. Now, I have to fight for all children. That's my job. But when you get up there, I realize you're fighting for your son or your daughter or what have you. And you know, but I realize as a trustee, you may have an issue about how your little Johnny's being treated in class, but that might flow over to, there's a whole bunch of kids in class being treated the same way or throughout the district, and that's what I have to take into consideration. So when you get up there and you start off with, you people are not paying attention, you people don't seem to care, when you do that, you actually take the passion, you take everything out of your message, because everything after that is accusatory.
Absolutely.
But when you get up there and you say, hey, my son is struggling with this, and I've asked the teacher, and we've done this, and we've seen that, and we've seen this, then it's a whole different animal.
Yeah, and, you know, that is all great. And to me, you know, you can be a hero for other people. What a great point you made about this could be going on with other kids that will not even speak up to their parents or other parents that would not speak out. You probably are not the lone wolf. You're probably speaking for probably up to 30% of the parents in that class. You never know. And I just appreciate, you know, it's not political. And again, I think this is more so for conservatives. There's just a more of a respect for Christians and conservatives. There just is. Sorry. I've noticed it. And I don't sit there and try to guess, oh, I know how they vote, and I'm going to, you know, side with this. It has nothing to do with that. It's a nonpartisan job that I have and position. We don't run as a Republican or Democrat or Independent. We run as who we are. And I really appreciate new perspectives. And instead of saying you people, like you said, I like it when they even end with, if you have any suggestions for me, you know, I'm open. If I've missed something, you know, I love it when people, and don't think, and I want parents to hear this, don't think that just because you don't know all the rules and all the regulations at every school board and every city ordinance, there are people that say, I'm sorry, I've read over the ordinances, but there are so many. Can you help me understand this one, or is there one for this? We don't yell at them. We're like, shoot, I don't think I know every single one either. Just be open and don't come in angry. Give us the benefit of the doubt, and we will do the same for you. But see, right now, I'm even getting messages that this is so helpful. So this means that I think that parents really want to start getting involved, which makes me so happy.
And make sure, you know, the other thing, too, is, and I'm glad this is, truly am glad this is helping people. I got to tell you something, your parents. I'm actually getting flack from people in my district because as a board member, I have a page on Facebook. And I say on that page, I want more of you parents to show up, more of you parents. And I never say, I need more of you conservative parents. I always say, I need more parents to show up. If you're against something, speak to it. Have your information, have your facts, and let us know why you're for or against it. And it makes it makes such a world of difference.
It does. Because we want to help all kids. It's not, I don't know when everything became so political or everything became, you know, Christian versus non or what. You know, you're on the board for everybody. You know, Jewish, Muslim, Christian, atheist. I'm on
Black, council. Black, white, Asian, Hispanic, fat, thin, tall, short.
It's incredible because the people yelling, and this is the message our children are getting, yelling for, you know, equality. It's not. It's for extra rights. It's for one race to pay reparation for another. It's a total supremacy. You know, no supremacy is okay. And this is, again, where I'm hearing from teenagers and kids in college, students in college, that are like, Dr. B, you know, I'm so confused because I believe in equality for all. And, you know, that's what the college, and there are these clubs, and I'm like, we have that. It's America. And I really am starting to encourage people to go find a communist country and go visit it or try to and just see what it's like. Just try to visit and see what you have to do. Right?
Yeah.
The visas and the paperwork and customs and gosh darn it, if you look the wrong way, they're going to go through your stuff and they might take it, you know, and we sent one of our kids to Cambodia to do a mission trip for 3 months a couple summers ago. And, you know, his eyes were open like, oh, you know, wow, you know, we've got a lot here in America. I'm like, yes, we do.
Every parent should do that to their kid. Seriously.
Yes. Send them somewhere.
Send them on a mission trip for 3 weeks, for God's sakes. Get them out of your living room, out of your basement, and let them see how hard it is to actually get stuff done in that socialist utopia that they think exists out there. Because it doesn't.
Yes.
Never has.
And the interesting thing in these other countries, though, there is a real respect in families still.
Yeah.
Now, they're living in poverty in a lot of places and under the communist government. But, boy, did parents treat, or other kids treat parents well, he said, there in that country. And I'm like, interesting.
Well, let me tell you what. We're running out of time. We've got about 20 seconds left. I didn't get to the Washington Post piece on the, right? Every child should be exposed to gay kink. So I'm going to talk about that in the next hour. You better be ready for it. Anyway, Dr. B, how do people find you?
DrBradio.com.
Oh, God, that's so easy. If you don't get in touch with her because you couldn't remember, maybe you need to check your meds. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure. We'll be back in just a little bit. Heat up your coffee. Cool down your drinking. Come on back.
A24.